Oh, my leg. G'day. I want to tell you my story. It's not important that you know my name, just this, that I was a soldier in the Roman army. That's me up there on the screen in my prime. Look at that. I'm retired now though, bit of an injury. The old leg's given up. What do I know about resurrection? I thought that was all done and dusted long, long ago and no one was ever going to speak about it again. What is it now? AD 66, that's right. Yep. And it was nearly 40 years ago, that day. Tell you what, I could not leave it behind quick enough. But it's been there all these years. And at a couple of points in my life, it's sort of just leapt out of the dark place where I've locked it away and forced me to consider it again. One time was back in 35. All the guys, my soldier mates, they were talking about a guy called Stephen who was just killed recently, stoned to death. But by the Jewish leaders, they're crazy like that around here. He was killed. Do you know what? He was killed because he was telling people about this bloke called Jesus Christ. They killed him for it. And the thing is, just as he was dying, they say he said this, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He was talking as if Jesus was alive and he could see him. Well, tell you what, that gave me the real heebie-jeebies. It sent a shiver right through me. And it got me thinking again about that day. The one I thought I'd left behind because I was right there when it was supposed to have happened. See, I was one of the guards at the tomb of this Jesus Christ. But that was supposed to be kept secret, right? That was supposed to be covered up. We didn't ever talk about it. And one of the big reasons from my point of view was that it was plain embarrassing. But I reckon I need to try and write it all down now, get it all clear. So let me have a think. From the beginning, there'd been a bit of a situation about this Jesus person. Claimed to be God or God's son or something like that. That wasn't actually that unheard of, really. Happened more than you'd think. These Jewish people, they were looking forward to a special king. They called him the Christ. And so when it had happened in the past and someone had claimed to be this Christ, we just got rid of them. We just executed them and all the troublemakers with them. Usually we just crucified them by the side of the road into Jerusalem. That seemed to make the point quite well. You know, don't even think about it. But apparently there was something of that with this Jesus. He called himself the Christ. And so the governor, Pontius Pilate, we called him the Gov, so he had him crucified. And so my mates in the execution squad had done their thing on him and a couple of other criminals too, I think. And so that had happened. And I don't mind saying there was more than a few strange things about it on that Friday. Weird darkness, some sort of earthquake, and a bit of a commotion down at the Jewish temple. Anyway, the Gov decides that we need a guard on that tomb. Bit unlike him to fuss like this, though. He loved a nice, easy life, old Pilate. Anyway, and who was in this tomb then? It was this Jesus Christ. Well, seemed like overkill to me and the others. But the Jewish leaders had been in the Gov's ear, and they reckoned that this Jesus' followers might come and nick his body from the tomb. And we were like, so what? Who cares about a dead body? But the Gov said this, with a bit of a funny expression on his face. Let's see if I can remember it. He said something like this, because this Jesus had claimed that he was going to be killed, but after 3 days he would rise again. Well, we heard that right, and we nearly lost it, which wouldn't have been good in front of the Gov, and I think he picked up on it though. So he said something like, now I certainly don't believe that, but that's not the issue. Those Jewish leaders have a point, he said. If Jesus' followers nicked the body, they could just hide it away and claim that Jesus had risen from the dead, which would then be a problem for us as well as these Jews. We'd be dealing with some sort of revolution, wouldn't we? Remember that Judas Maccabeus bloke 150 years ago and the big uprising then? When we eventually killed him, he stayed dead. And that was the end of it. But if the idea that this Jesus Christ rose to life after we've killed him, well, that would be pretty different now, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? He bellowed. Ooh, he bellowed. He had a good bellow on him, old Pilate. I don't think he thought we were taking him seriously, and to be honest, we weren't. But anyway, so he goes, so go and make that tomb as secure as you know how. No one gets near it. No one opens it. Righto, so off we go. And we look at this tomb, and well, let's just say, to be honest, it was already pretty secure. Massive great stone on the entrance. It was enormous. And it had been sort of set on a slope. And so when it was shut, it was at the bottom of the slope, rolled down, so easy to close. But I don't reckon me and my whole guard could have rolled that thing back up. It was so big. Anyway, the Gov liking an easy life does not mean he's easy going. So we thought we would seal that tomb as best as we knew how. So we whacked a Roman wax seal on it with all the ropes and all the paraphernalia. And then we thought we'd stand guard as well. It wasn't going to be that long, really. So no worries. So we sealed that thing so only the gods could move it, as we thought. And we stood back and we thought, man, that is a proper job. Proper job. So we organised ourselves to keep watch. And that was a good night. Nice, quiet night. Quite an enjoyable night, that was. But when morning came, everything went wacko. You're going to have to excuse me for a moment. I'm just going to need to compose myself a bit. I'll come back in a moment. Righto, where was I? So look, it had been a very quiet night and a beautiful dawn. And then it was utter bedlam. Don't know what was going on. I'm not sure really that I've got words to convey what happened. There was an almighty earthquake. Like, shook me to the bone. We didn't know what was going. We were looking around us madly. And then suddenly this person appeared. Not like any person I've ever seen. We thought Mars or Jupiter themselves had come down. He had this white, hot intensity. And he walks over to that big rolling stone and rolls it like a rolling stone. You know that one that all us probably couldn't have even shifted at all? Easy for him. And I felt overwhelmed with fear and terror. And then it just went black. Not proud of it. I passed out. I fainted. Now, a while later, I came round. Same thing had happened to the boys who were guarding the tomb with me. Some comfort there. But we did not know what had happened. And when we looked at the tomb, that beautiful seal that we'd done a proper job on was in tatters, and that huge stone had been rolled away, and the tomb, well, it was empty, wasn't it? It was empty. And we knew it wasn't good for us anyway. Not good at all. What did we do then? Well, we legged it. As we started out running as fast as we could to get away from that place, I did notice some women who were very excited and were talking, and I thought they said, Jesus and alive. But we were in serious strife. We could not go back to the Gov. More than our lives would be worth to fail on a mission like this one. It'd have killed us. So then I thought, what about the Jewish leaders? Maybe there was some hope there. Anyway, we found them, and after a shaky start, they came up with a plan. Happily for us, it didn't involve us sharing that we'd all been scared nearly to death and fainted. Their plan was this: why not say the very thing that had already been suspected. The disciples of Jesus came and stole the body away while the guards slept. Now, wasn't too happy about the guards sleeping bit. That would be enough to get us some severe punishment for sure. But they reckon they could smooth it over with the gov if he ever heard about it. And why would he ever need to hear about it? Keep stum. Everything will be all right. That was important for us, at least while the gov was in his job. But I tell you what, it still felt like every day we was walking on the thinnest possible ice that might break any second. But I do remember being surprised about what was important for these Jewish guys. Jesus did not rise. He did not rise. They were intense about that. And they paid us a lot of money to keep our mouths shut about that, if we even thought it, and to keep to the story that they said. So we did. And that's how it's been pretty much ever since. I kept my head down. But soon after, started hearing a few things around the city. A bit like what those women have been talking about near the tomb. People claiming to have seen Jesus. I talked with him, touched and eaten with him. Just hearsay, I used to reckon. But when you hear it again and again, start to change your mind. Then there was that Stephen thing I mentioned earlier. He did not fear death. And at that time, thousands of other Christians, they were called, they died at the same time, refusing to deny that Jesus had risen again. It's like this thing gave them an amazing hope. And it's got me thinking. It really has got me thinking. And as I look back, I know we were part of an attempted cover-up. But what about the disciples? I mean, none of us guards were really conscious at the time, so we don't really know what happened, except that it had something to do with the lightning man. But if they took the body, these disciples, they would know that they took it and then hid it. And then to claim that actually there is no dead body, but Jesus is alive, okay, they could do that. But would they give their lives for that? I don't reckon. People don't do that sort of thing, do they? Die for something they know to be a lie. And I'm not mean just die at the end of your life. I mean Roman ways of killing people. People do not do that. And here's the thing. No one has seen the body except all of these people who've seen it walking and talking and eating and drinking and basically living. So here's what I'm thinking. I reckon I might have been right at the scene of the most astonishing thing ever. And I was out like a light. But let me tell you, I've seen a lot of death. I've dished it out. It looks pretty final to me. The pain and the horror associated with it, I've seen over and over and over again. But what if this Jesus did rise again? Something like that can change the whole way you live. Can certainly change the way you die. And maybe death is not quite what we thought it was. You know, I heard from my son in Rome. They just executed one of the Christian leaders called Paul. I think they called him an apostle. Anyway, he came across something this Paul had written in a letter or something, and he sent it to me. It says this, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ," that's that Jesus Christ they're talking about, died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Funny way to talk about death, isn't it? Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also. Whew. So here's what I think. If this is true, as it seems, that this Jesus rose from the dead, it means there is hope for everyone in this world. My life's getting on now, but there's a life to come with Jesus. Seems to be connected with him. I want to check that out. It means Jesus called it, didn't he, beforehand, just like the Gov mentioned. And so if what he said is true in this most amazing of all things, I want to find out everything about him and what he said, because I reckon I'll be able to trust it, don't you? If this was true, it means, I think, that there's a life to live that isn't cowering in the shadow of a looming death. A life that looks, well, like all these Christians. All of these Christians, full of joy, full of peace, full of love, full of hope. And it means that this isn't Mickey Mouse. This isn't made up. This isn't messing around stuff. There's nothing, like that Paul bloke said, there's nothing that's more important than this. This stuff about Jesus. And when you know it, you know why every day, why it's important. And if you don't know it, I reckon you should check it out. Imagine that. I was right there when Jesus rose from the dead. And I didn't know it then, but I'm starting to see now. It's the most amazing thing that has ever happened. Well, that's what I think anyway. What do you think?
Please join with me as we pray together. Almighty God, you have raised Jesus from death to life and crowned him Lord.